when we come from motherhood and try to make our way back into the workforce, I know for me, after staying home, and I just despise that term.
Slay at home mother.
Yeah, slay at home mother for 12 years and came back into the workforce. I was very insecure. I didn't have the confidence. I read my emails 5, 6, 7, 8 times because I didn't want to make a mistake. But it's on my terms. It's flexibility. I can be home at 4 o'clock to say hello to my son. I can drive him to soccer. Yes, I may be on a call, but you have to do what you have to do. I wouldn't be able to do it if I didn't have flexibility.
Welcome to the Mother Honestly podcast. This is your host, Blessing Adesio, founder and CEO of Mother Honestly. On this show, we interview ambitious women that are thriving in and beyond motherhood. Expect honest and real conversations that will encourage and inspire you to take actions on your dreams.
Welcome to the Mother and Stronger podcast. Today, I'm Kristen Baffo. We have Blessing, CEO and founder of Mother Honestly. And our special guest today is April Boyle, director and founder of the Build Institute and mother of three. Welcome, April.
Thank you so much. So happy to be here.
Oh, my goodness. I'm like literally excited because I think the first time I met you, we were at a coffee shop and we were trying to sit outside. You remember that?
I do remember.
And then we went outside and we're like, okay, this sitting is not going to work. Let's go back inside. And I was carrying like, you know, the regular mom with 4 or 5 bags trying to haul that in. So that was fun and exciting.
Yes, I remember that very vividly and happy to be here because I'm such a fan of what we're talking about.
Oh, thank you so much. So April, you are the founder and director of Build Institute. What exactly is Build Institute?
Oh, wow. What is Build Institute? What isn't Build Institute? Well, we're calling ourselves a super hub for entrepreneurial activity and inclusive innovation. So we help anybody with an idea get that idea off the ground. So it could be for a business, for a project, for a nonprofit. And we have a series of education, curriculums, business planning, ideation, business model canvas. We help build networks. We help get connected to funding. We do proof of concept and helping you test your ideas. So all kinds of great things to get that idea off the ground.
That is amazing. So you basically take, you know, an idea is basically what you do. You take an idea from, you know, whatever, no matter how small or big it is, and you make it happen.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Yeah, we help you to make it happen. And so, you know, the whole idea is, especially working in the city of Detroit, we just experienced the largest municipal bankruptcy in the country, and we're a majority people of color community. And a lot of the focus on economic development and talent activation was on technology and scale companies, which if you look at the demographics of that, that's white males. And so we
old
said,
old boys network.
Yeah. We said, wait a second. There are lots of people who have great ideas, you know, that don't typically fit into what you consider an entrepreneur or a tech entrepreneur. So who is helping these people get their ideas off the ground? And that's basically how it started. And we were part of an organization called DHive way back when. Located on the central and on Woodward in the central business district of Detroit.
DHive.
And it's now a Nike store. So in the last 5 years, it has incredibly changed very fast. And we want to make sure that we're giving our local native talent the skills, the confidence, and the ability to be able to compete with the nationals and the corporates.
I love that.
But then also to live their dream, to be able to decide, you know, what does success look like for them? And to live life on their terms.
On your own terms. And that is, so that's probably why you know, a large percentage of the people that contribute institutes are women, because it sounds to me like a lot of what you're doing is people that are able to impact their community firsthand. So not necessarily, you know, a company that wants to scale and affect, you know, on a global, you know, on a global landscape, but more of, you know, how can I impact my community now? How can I create real change that actually affects people on a more deep, you know, in a deeper level, if you will?
Absolutely. So yes, most of the participants and the people that come through our program, it is 85% women, 60% people of color, a lot of moms, and they are redefining, you know, what it looks like to be an entrepreneur, what it means to be an entrepreneur, what success looks like. And we are changing the model of what entrepreneurship is. It's no longer just, you know, I'm in it for me. I'm in it to make the most amount of money, to make this exit. It really is about building community, creating jobs that pay a living wage, giving back, or giving giving forward, paying it forward to paying it forward to the next generation of entrepreneurs and the next generation of women entrepreneurs, which is so why I wanted to be part of this organization and sit on this podcast, because
I actually forgot to mention that April is you know, you're on our advisory board. So because that was something that was very important to us, was, you know, to really, you know, look at women in our community that are actually creating change. And when you talk about redefining success, that was one of the reasons why, you know, we started Mother Honestly, because we noticed that a lot of women, especially moms, were redefining success on their own terms. And like you said, it's not just about the money, right? Because we need to start thinking about success as not just the numbers. We need to start thinking about our mental health. We need to start thinking about this, you know, the social angle to everything. How does that affect our planet? How does it affect our children? How does it affect me as a person, as an individual? So that was one of the reasons why I was, you know, immediately attracted to you when we were talking about Beauty Institute in that coffee shop, was this is amazing, because, you know, the model of entrepreneurship has always been show me the numbers. What is your financial model, and what is your business model? And if it's not, you know, exactly, like if it's not 10x, you know, of what I'm trying to invest, like, no, I'm not doing
and
that.
And we've seen what that type of economic model has done to our communities and to our planet and to our relationships. You know, we are pillaging the earth. And for what? And we know that money doesn't make happiness. It helps, believe
it helps.
Me.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
And we want women to make money. We do. You know, I have this new mantra. I'm welcoming wealth and power and money into my life so I can help dismantle the patriarchy. And so I would like all of us to welcome more wealth and power into our lives, because we... There needs to be an equity in our political system.
Absolutely.
In our corporate system. And right now it's just not it's not equally balanced. And part of that has been, you know, women and moms in particular have not been able to have it all, or have both, or define success, or participate in their careers to their full potential. It seems like it has to be an either or game. And you have to, especially when you're in the corporate world, you have to sort of act like a man in order to make it the way to the top of the... And we're saying, no, we're not doing
that
anymore.
It's not necessary.
No, we love our kids and our husbands or our partners, whether that's a male or female. And we want balance in our lives. And we don't have to give it all up for the numbers. And we want a more balanced, well-rounded way of living life, and entrepreneurship is a great way to do that, right? I'm an entrepreneur. I run a nonprofit, but I also own a business, and I work all the time, basically, and you know, but it's on my terms. It's flexibility. I can be home at 4 o'clock to say hello to my son. I can drive him to soccer. Yes, I may be on a call, but you have to do what you have to do. But being able, I wouldn't be able to do it if I didn't have flexibility. And so I think, you know, this corporate structure of working 10 hours a day punching into a clock and being in an office is just not working.
Monday through Friday. Yes.
It just doesn't work.
It is a pain. So something you mentioned, because it's actually funny, we have a book club at Mother Honestly, and our book this quarter is, You're Badass with Money
by Jen
Sincero.
And I've read it.
Yes.
I read both of her books. Right, I went to see her in person.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And that's
that. Take me with you.
She's
next
your
time.
Spirit animal.
And that's what reading that book really triggered for me, that it's not a bad thing to love money.
Exactly.
To welcome it into your life.
And that's the mindset that we're trying to change right now. We actually had, a gathering not too long ago of women, and we talked about money. And actually, when we meet for our book club, we are bringing in an expert, around money. And the reason why is because, like you said, a lot of women are uncomfortable with the idea of money. Some of them that even maybe love money don't know what to charge. They don't know how to price their product. Mm-hmm. And a lot of women are basically, even though we spend, we're 90% of the consumer spending is what they say. That's the statistics. We're still uncomfortable around money. We don't know, what is the 401k look like? How does that work? How does, the life insurance and all these policies, how does that affect my bottom line? We don't know those things. And so really making sure that women are more comfortable with money, especially moms, because as soon as the kids come along, right, you're kind of like, okay, but honey, you're in charge. Mm-hmm. It's funny, we actually have a financial advisor, and I actually almost did that, right? Because I didn't have time. Mm-hmm. I was, stuck on the laundry and dishes, and I was like, oh, babe, can you just go, go deal with that, and I'll be here. And I remember my financial advisor, she texted me, and she was like, no, buddy, you are all about women empowerment. You need to get yourself out here and understand what your financial outlook looks like as a family.
We're not just spending the money.
Right. No, absolutely. And so in my family, I've always been the one to pay the bills and really and control the finances.
That is awesome.
Yeah. And so I've always kind of known what's been going on in our financial lives. And something that you just said that really triggered something for me was women not knowing what to charge. The services and what women, we really talk a great game about family values in this country, and valuing moms and women and family. But we don't have policies in place that really support that. And women and the work that women do is devalued, period. Mm. And so we're coming when we come from motherhood and try to make our way back into the workforce, I know for me, after staying home, and I just despise that term.
Slay at home mother.
Yeah, slay at home mother for 12 years and came back into the workforce. I was very insecure. I didn't have the confidence. I read my emails 5, 6, 7, 8 times because I didn't want to make a mistake. And because the culture, the pervasive, prevailing culture said I wasn't of value.
Hmm.
And it took me a while to right side that. It just took not very long. I'm a quick learner. And with time and getting out there and being able to build this organization and interface with leaders and men and saying, I'm just as smart as them.
I can do it too.
I can do it too. And if this guy is running this thing, I can certainly run something,
So that was... that's exactly why we started Mother Honestly, is because, we saw this gap around, women that, they had the credentials. Like, we had the street credibility,
right.
Okay? I can do it. I've proven that I can do it. But, I think that as soon as we take a break, which a lot of women do, which is okay, which,
right.
I wish I could take a break now. Like, literally, I'm like, can I take 6 months and
right.
just, like, not coming to work? But, when we take a break, we come back and it's like our confidence is already gone.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of like, oh, these people.
Build all that back up.
Exactly. Like, oh, these are the people. They've been on fire. They know what you're doing. I sure don't know what I'm doing.
Well, we don't. Women should take a break when they have a baby.
Yes.
The transformation of what our bodies, our minds, our emotions, our relationships, our standing in the world, what we go through, do we not honor this most awesome? We're creating human beings. I mean, we should be worshipped. You know, I mean,
that's the season of my life that I am in right now.
Right.
You know, I just had my daughter 10 months ago. I'm welcoming another one in April.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So this is my time to kind of figure out motherhood, and then my time will come later that I can really dig back in, roll up my sleeves and, you know, contribute to my family in a different way.
Right. And that is a beautiful thing. And every woman should be honored for making the decision that makes sense for them. And look at you. You're here today, too. So
she's our, you know, podcast leader.
That's right. It's not like,
manager.
You know, mom is in one section or silo of our lives and it can't intersect with anything. And I think that was the secret
that
to my
the,
success was that even at home, I had all of the at home. Again, another word that is stigmatized and not appropriate.
Yeah, at Mother Honestly, we basically don't use the word stay-at-home mom because it's almost banishing. You know,
right.
Like, yeah. Stay home, you know, do nothing.
Right.
That's what you're supposed to
well,
do.
Well, that's right. So I would love to help be a part of changing the narrative. And
I am trying to find a new name.
New words, new words.
What's the new definition?
Slay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
So when I was slaying it at home, I was always doing other things. I was indulging my passions. I was trying new things. Take a class. Go to an event. Get out of your comfort zone. It's really important. But if you don't feel like it, then
don't do it.
It.
And that's where, you know, okay, so that's the next question for you, April, is how do you nurture your ambitions and your goals while you are creating space for motherhood?
Yeah, so as I was raising my boys, I got married, found out I was pregnant 2 days after our wedding, so things were not going the way I had anticipated. It took me a while to come to terms with that. I was going to continue on, get a master's degree. I was going to teach college someday, all of these things. And it didn't go that way.
Best laid plans.
Right. So I had my first son. I had my second son. But during all that, you know, I went to yoga teacher training and became a yoga teacher because I was very interested in Eastern philosophy and Eastern medicine and natural herbology and all of those things. So while you can raise your children and still continue on this path of lifelong learning,
absolutely.
You know?
And I think it's important that mothers, especially the ones that are slaying it at home, that they are still feeding their minds, you know? Because I think it's easy to kind of get in the routine of motherhood, and it's diapers, and it's bottles, and it's playtime, and it's, you know, baby bum on the TV, and you totally lose sight of yourself. And you know, that's kind of where I'm at. You know, I was at home with my daughter and I needed something for me. And something that I knew in later when I'm out of the season of my life is only going to help me grow further. And that's kind of how I found Blessing and Mother Honestly.
Well, absolutely. And all these things that we do as moms, you know, we are president of the PTA or I was on the board of the co-op and all of these things and on my community development organization president. These are the things that are skills in my job right now today.
Absolutely.
And being able to delegate and prioritize and to be organized. I mean, moms are the ultimate CEOs, man.
If you can run, I tell
CEO
anybody.
CEO of home.
Yes.
If you can come to my house and run my house, I will hire you in A's.
Well, I say to my husband all the time, I'm like,
hire you on
look,
the spot.
Look, you're being insubordinate right now. You're going to be fired, okay? So
I got to use that one.
Yeah. So I think it's so important. Like it was really hard. I love to read, but when my kids were little or when I was pregnant, it was hard for me to have the focus to be able to read a novel. So I started reading magazines, and there are smart magazines out there. So you don't, it doesn't
absolutely.
Have to only be
I'm
fashion.
One of those people that are still buying print media.
Right. You know, read the New York Times,
yeah.
You know, find a magazine, a travel magazine or, you know, a yoga journal, you know, it doesn't
cooking.
Have to be cooking.
I'm a sucker absolutely. For cooking magazines.
Absolutely. So all of those things, you know, keep your brain sharp. If you have an interest in some hobby, go take a class, you know, it's just, it's so important, as you said, to stay connected to who you are as a person outside of just mothering.
I think that so we have a blog, mm-hmm. Or an interview on our blog, if you will, and one of the ladies that were interviewed, Christina Brulati, she owns Tribe Detroit, and she was a stay-at-home mom for, you know, quote-unquote stay-at-home mom anyways, mm-hmm. for 13 years. And one of the things that she said in the interview we had with her that resonated with me was how she kept a foot in the door.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I think that a lot of people think, oh, you know, now that I'm home, I really don't need, you know, that part of my life no longer matters, and I really don't need to be in the know. So she kept a foot in the door. You know, what I mean by that is she was following, you know, everything that was happening on social media. She was learning about, she was an interior designer.
Mm.
So she was learning about, you know, how to do things differently.
Mm-hmm.
And so by the time our kids were grown, she decided to open Tribe Detroit, which is a beautiful, beautiful space. I mean, you can see that this lady was an interior designer, okay?
Right.
But she came at it from a different perspective.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she started this creative studio where people can come in, take pictures and have events and, you know, work and mm-hmm. do various things. And
mm-hmm.
to me, that is a success story, right? Of a woman that basically said, you know what, I'm going to nurture my ambitions. I will nurture my dreams while I'm, you know, creating space for motherhood.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the whole premise of Mother Honestly for us is, you know, you can be whoever you want to be in motherhood, whether you're a stay-at-home mom, quote-unquote, by society, or you are, you know, a working mom, or you have a business, you can still nurture your dreams. You
mm-hmm.
can go after it while creating space for motherhood. So that leads me to my next question, Amy. The moms that are in your, you know, in your community at Build Institute, how have you seen them align their goals and their ambitions in motherhood?
Well, we've had some really great success stories, and we've had some challenges. I've had some moms come to me where it was an unexpected pregnancy, and they're crying because they have to put their business on hold. And how do you listen and offer some empathy and mm-hmm. support? And this whole idea of seasons, that this is not goodbye forever, that you need to pay attention to your family and your body and yourself and your kids. And this idea, this business will always be here for you. You can pick it up when it's time. we also have a great success story of we offer classes with childcare.
That's amazing.
And
yeah.
the whole point is to you know, offer access and equity to entrepreneurs who wouldn't otherwise have it. And so we offer classes at night, during the day, on weekends, in several different locations because we know that transportation is a challenge, and then also with childcare. And so we have two moms who met in our classes, and they're creating a mother wellness facility called Detroit Mama Hub.
Oh, I love them.
Yes.
Which
they're having a grand opening tonight, I
That's
believe.
Amazing.
And so isn't that a great success story? They met each other with similar business ideas in our class. And now their business is opening, and it's
they
coming
able
together.
To partner together
That's to wonderful. Bring it together much quicker. And so, this is not an easy journey. You know, starting a business is really tough.
It's tough.
Yeah. April, this is kind of a full circle moment for you today
mm-hmm.
because we're here in Southfield, Michigan, at Motor City Women Studios, which is also kind of, I guess, how would you say it? It's a graduate of the Build Institute?
Well, a partner. Robin and I have known each other for many years. We've worked together in the entrepreneurial service organization ecosystem in Detroit for many years and partnered on many events and organizations together. But, yes, if you want to finish the story.
And while here we are today, and you're our guest on our podcast, and Robin's running this wonderful, beautiful studio.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so how that came about, Robin came up with this idea to do Motor City Woman, and she was looking for sponsors to support the programming. And I think she came to Build, or I saw that she was looking for that. And I believe we were one of the first folks.
You were the first.
The first. Okay,
yeah.
So I'm
still
not.
She has your check. She was telling me the story today.
Oh, and to me, and I'm going to tear up. I mean, that really is the whole point behind what Build Institute is there for. And me as an individual and as a person is we want to, and we hear this from women all the time that go through our program, this was the first time I felt like I could call myself an entrepreneur.
Wow.
Like they had the permission, they felt empowered, they felt confident because somebody believed in them and invested in them and supported them and you know, really found joy and excitement about what they were doing.
And sometimes it only takes that one check, right? Like, I remember the very first person that, you know, signed up for Mother Honestly, it was like, oh my God, you know, it was only $35, but that was the best $35. I was like, yes, you know, somebody believes in this. That's amazing.
Right.
And that was what it took.
Yes. And we, you know, and I think what we're going to try to do with Mother Honestly and Mother Disrupt and some of these things is we want to do that for many, 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 many more women to say, we believe in you, and here's something that shows that, and then go fly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And what a powerful, powerful thing that could be, because so many women just, they don't have access to the networks, they don't have access to the money,
they've been
told that the money is not their place in the world, and we want to be that powerful network for women, for them to be able to live their dreams and get what they need financially, socially, emotionally,
all the resources,
all of those things.
Correct. I feel like women have all these ideas in their mind, and it's nice to have an organization like yours to kind of help us build it.
Mm-hmm.
Build Institute.
Build it, exactly. We can build it together.
If they build it, they will come.
Yes.
So what kind of businesses comes through Beauty Institute? If let's say I'm a mom and or, you know, a woman, I want to start a business. Should I come to Beauty Institute? What kind of businesses
yes,
do you
Yes,
attract?
You should.
Okay.
So we're sector agnostic, which means we don't cater to any specific sector or idea. Any idea is welcome. Most of our companies are lifestyle, passion, brick and mortar retail, mom and pop, micro enterprise, social enterprise, some nonprofits, mostly retail and service-based businesses. So to give you some examples of our success stories.
That's amazing.
Sister Pie.
Yes.
Good Cakes and Bakes. Detroit is the New Black.
Mm-hmm.
Detroit Vegan Soul. Detroit Mama Hub tonight is opening. And so many, many, many more. You can check on our website. And so many different kinds of ideas. Bakeries. We have service-based businesses. We have some printing companies. We have restaurants. We have DJs. Social enterprises. We have somebody who's making really cool handbags, and she employs reentering citizen women.
I love that.
It's such a great idea. We have Cat Cafe and the Cat Shelter. We have a lacrosse company. We have just so many that I can't even...
even remember, yeah.
Yeah, because women have so many great ideas and want to make their mark in the world. And
so, April, you bring these women together and you help them incubate their ideas, is what I'm gathering.
Mm-hmm.
Is you offer them all the tools, the resources, the networks.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps
navigate.
people they don't know about, right? Like networks they don't know that existed, or even, you know, if it's, you know, funding, like how do you find that? How do you navigate that? And in some instances, they find other people within that community to partner with or mm-hmm. do business with. So how do you go from there? So once I come to Beauty Institute, I have all this network. I have everything that I need. How do I actually start that business? Do I start it while I am at Beauty Institute, or is it after the program?
Yeah.
How does that work?
Well, it depends. Again, everybody's path is so different. So where they are when they come to us, is their idea fully formed? Do they have their business plan written? Do they have funding? Do they need funding? So I think there's a misnomer out there that you need to get a bank loan before you can start a business. Nope, you don't. You
Wow.
can have customers. That is your number one priority.
Right.
Because it does two things. It brings money into your company, and it shows that you have a market. People will buy what you have to sell, and that's what a company is. You know, you may have a great idea, but if nobody's willing to spend money on it, that is just a great idea.
Yeah. Exactly.
That is not a business. And so we give folks an opportunity to figure that out, right? Write your business plan, but then get out there. So we have something called Build Bazaar and Pilot, which are proof of concept opportunities so that you can validate your idea, start building your brand, interface with customers, get some numbers, so make some sales to get into that business plan, and be able to make some mistakes early on without losing a bunch of money.
Oh, my goodness. Right? We can talk about mistakes all day
here. Yeah, and that's another thing, too. Like, women, we had this really amazing woman, great idea, was well on her way, and she decided to go back to get her MBA, which is amazing, but she felt like she needed that MBA in order to start her business, and that is not the case, ladies. Okay?
No offense. I'm actually going through my MBA,
right.
And I actually told my husband, I said, you know, I want to quit. Like, I want to drop out, you know? I mean, it's a taboo
MBAs
in my
MBAs do
family.
Not prepare you to be entrepreneurs.
No.
You know, MBAs prepare you to be CEOs of somebody else's company, not
Absolutely.
Your own company.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yes,
and
so,
Build, that's what I'm finding out.
Yes, so yeah. Build Institute is like this mini accelerated entrepreneurship MBA for you to be prepared to be the CEO of your dream, of your life, right? And so, yes. And so you don't have to wait to get an MBA or to be a doctorate or to have all the experience in the world. Don't let perfection be the enemy of the good. Mm-hmm. And you are going to make mistakes.
Love that.
You're going to make mistakes. It's okay. We all make mistakes, but we're going to learn from those and come back stronger and better.
So, April, if someone like me, like, I feel like I am the type of person, like, I have an entrepreneurial spirit. I have ideas. I don't know where to start.
Start with Build. So that is our tagline. Great ideas start with Build. I mean, you know, you will sit in this cohort of 12 to 14 other folks who are in the same boat as you. I have this great idea, or I have a couple great ideas. I'm just not really sure where to go or how to get it started or what the next steps are. And the Build Basics program takes you through all of the basics of starting and running a small business and gives you the template for the first draft of your business plan. Plus, you will learn and meet a lawyer, so they'll talk about legal formations. We'll bring in a marketing expert to talk about who's your target market, your competition. We'll bring in an accountant or a tax expert to talk about the numbers. What are your startup costs, overhead costs, cost of goods sold? What are your margins? What's your break-even point? All of those things. The numbers are really important, ladies. We can't emphasize that enough.
Yes.
And then to bring in a funder to talk about, here are the different options, right? Customers first. But you may need a bank loan, and you want to be prepared for that. There's also some grants out there, but they're very highly competitive. So most people do not start a business off of a grant. Please understand that.
Good point.
Yes. And so we want you to have as much education, awareness of as many resources as possible. And then have some clarity on what your next step is once you leave the program. Plus, you're in this cohort with all these amazing people with great ideas. You'll meet people you would never, ever meet before. And then you get to bounce ideas off of each other, problem solve. It's just an amazing.
And that is so important, right? Mm-hmm. Because at the very early stage of your business, you don't know exactly, you know, what it's going to look like. So when we started More Honestly, I was like, oh, you know, this is what it's going to look like. And literally a month later, it's nothing like what
it's
I thought.
More.
Exactly.
It's morphed into something different, and we still pivot daily. Like, mm-hmm. you know, we make changes daily because, again, we're brand new. And so I love the fact that you can fail very quickly.
Very quickly.
And you can, you know, learn very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Because to me, if I'm able to be in a room with other you know, entrepreneurs, mm-hmm. and I'm able to learn very quickly what works and what doesn't.
Yes.
I feel like that sets me up for success faster than I would have, you know, done by myself.
Absolutely. And then so you have this immediate cohort of people who are on your side, 12 to 15 people, but then you're part of this network. We've graduated over 1,400 people.
Oh,
wow.
My
and that
so,
is an amazing number.
And so you can tap into their knowledge, their success. We're building up folks to have this very robust B2B community, so business to business. We have a private Facebook page so you can, you know, advertise your event, ask a question. And then we're also cultivating customers, right, for you in this network, not only of the Build grads themselves, but in this bigger community of shopping local, supporting your local small business, keeping our money in our communities, investing in each other's businesses through Kiva, $25 at a time, or creating an angel investment network through Mother Disrupt at some point, where we can start, you know, paying it forward to the next generation of mother entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs, because they do not have access to those high-powered funding opportunities that many others do. And that's what we want to create here.
I love it. I love it. Thank you so much, April. Let's ask you a few questions we ask everyone on our show.
Sure.
How do you align your goals, your own goals, your ambitions with your role as a mother?
Oh, that's a tough question. So, you know, my kids and family come first, mostly, or in alignment with me. And everything I do is through the lens of trying to be balanced and healthy, and thinking through being a role model for my boys. So raising three boys, I don't know what it's like to be a boy or a man, but I also want them to understand how important it is to respect women.
I love that.
And to treat women as equals. And so that is very important to
that
me.
That is such an important lesson. So what's your favorite book?
Oh, boy.
It's always the stumper question.
Yeah, it is.
Because nobody thinks about it.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you what. So I don't know if I can give you one right off the top of my head, but I'm following NPR's The Great American Read right now.
Ooh. Oh, okay.
And so they have 100 books that they've narrowed down, the best book, and they're having people vote.
That's amazing.
So
I need to go on there.
Sounds like something right up my alley.
Yeah, it's so exciting. They have a show every Tuesday night where they go in depth with some of these books. And so I've gotten the list, and I want to check off the ones that I've read.
Yeah.
And then start plowing through the ones
that
I haven't read. Yeah, because I love to read. And I don't think I have a favorite, but I should. This is something I need to ponder because I need to be ready for that question.
Ready for the question. Yeah, makes sense.
I do love To Kill a Mockingbird is an amazing book.
You love the classics.
I do like the classics and some more recent ones,
too. So last question for you, April. How do you take care of yourself?
I try to walk. I go to yoga. I like to take baths and essential oils. Love essential oils.
Yes.
I love baths. What else? I love to read. And then I don't mind having lunch by myself every now and again.
Oh, I'm always the one who shows up at a coffee shop
too.
Just by myself. And I order whatever that I need, and I just relax there. And they're like, are you expecting anyone? No.
Nope.
Just me.
And
I love it.
It's just a way to decompress and to find space to be able to think and breathe and gather your thoughts.
Be in your me time.
Me time. Yep.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, April. This is like literally, it's been a pleasure. I mean.
So good. I needed this.
I've really enjoyed having you. Learning all about the Build Institute. I feel like I'm your next sign-off.
Yay, please.
No, don't leave us. She is not leaving.
We have a class going on in Ferndale right now. I don't know where you live, but we have a couple more spots left, so please do.
Awesome.
Thank you so much, April. This is a wonderful.
Thank you. I'm honored to be here.
I love it. Thank you so much,
mm-hmm.
and have a wonderful rest of your week.
You too.
Thank you, Mama, for joining us on the Mother Honestly podcast. I am your show manager, Kristen Baffo, asking that you please rate, review, and subscribe to our podcast. And for more resources, visit us at motherhonestly.com or follow us on Facebook and Instagram.